The Concerned Citizens of Montauk, CCOM, is a 40-year nonprofit organization dedicated to preserving and protecting the environment and ecology of Montauk. And they are co-hosting a series of free nature programs, one of which is coming up this Saturday. Joining us live on the line is their environmental advocate, Jeremy Samuelson. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning to you.
And Happy New Year, I guess it's safe to say, since you and I, this is the first time we're speaking, so I hope you've had a good New Year so far.
It's been really good. The winter has been kind to us, although I have to say it's warm enough that it makes me wonder about this global warming thing.
It does. I wonder, too. I think so many people are wondering aloud about that. And as an environmental advocate, what is your role with the group?
Well, we basically break it into two platforms. One is sort of proactive and the other is reactive. The proactive side is when we take kids and families and individuals who have an interest in nature and try to get them out and engaged and educated about the world around them. On the other side of the scale, we have the reactive side. When we see violations and things that shouldn't be happening, we try to step forward and engage public officials to do the right thing and clean things up.
Jeremy, are you a lifelong Montauker?
Not even close. I know too many people who are genuine locals that I would never claim that. And in fact, my wife moved here when she was 10, and she absolutely doesn't get to claim local status.
No.
So I know the rules.
But you know the rules of environmental advocacy as well. What's your own background?
I actually went to Southampton College. I did the Friends World program over there. And got to do a lot of work overseas, working with environmental programming in different countries.
Mm. And what did you learn by doing that?
You know, what I learned, I think the core principle is that you have to engage the community. If the people who are charged with stewardship don't understand the mechanics of the ecology and the role that it plays in their everyday lives, we're never going to succeed in actually creating a sustainable planet.
Wow. How important is Montauk to you?
You know, it is. We throw around this phrase, a special place, and, you know, I think it gets kind of misunderstood or watered down, but I think everyone knows when you hit the stretch and you're on your way out to Montauk, you're entering a different place. It's just gorgeous, and there's nowhere else I know on Long Island where we have that much land set aside, those many opportunities for recreation and just being out in what gets all of us out here. You know, we sometimes have this tendency, I think, to go on vacation or go to a place and then wonder, well, what's at the movies or what am I going to have for dinner? But Montauk is always looking us right back in the eye and saying, get out there, go to the beach, go for that walk. Try to find that, tiger salamander under a log.
Jeremy, what are the specific environmental concerns of Montauk especially?
You know, right now, I think the biggest threat for Montauk, and it's true all over Long Island, unfortunately, is the quality of our waters. And by that, I mean the drinking water that comes from under our feet, but also the surface waters that are around us, the bays, the creeks, the harbors. What's the relationship between the uses we have on the land and what happens to the water that we all rely on?
But, I mean, specifically for Montauk, are there still erosion issues, say, around where the lighthouse is based?
Erosion is a huge issue for coastal communities. And, this gets back to the global warming point where we started the conversation. We know that storms are becoming more frequent. We know that erosion is accelerating. What we have to determine is how we're going to react to that. Are we going to have a sensible policy that says we're never going to actually get the upper hand with Mother Nature? Or are we going to try to put some rocks in front of things and say, well, we're going to armor this thing because ultimately we shall prevail?
You know, I think about as a literature student, we used to discuss themes in literature, man against man, man against himself, and there was always one called man against nature. And I wonder, is that how you view yourself?
Never. At least I try not to. I think
because
we all
nature,
have a moment.
I mean, let's face it, nature ain't always nice or pretty, and it's always encroaching, I mean, it is kind of a battle, right?
It is, it can be, but do we, and this is interesting because it sort of strays into anthropology, are we part of nature or are we something either separate from or above it? And I think, we have to be careful of hubris when we start looking at our role within the world around us.
Mm. And meaning that we are all important.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes in the decisions we make about whether it's where we're going to build or how big we're going to build or the car we're going to buy, we don't make a good set of decisions based on the full facts. I think we indulge ourselves a little too much.